Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning, I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now, that God is
moving right now like he never did before in 2022, 2023, 2024. And I want to tell you this one, I want to share a word with you right now at this hour. On fire for God. Exodus chapter 3 and Exodus 14:14 and Matthew 6:33. I want to talk this morning, this evening, or wherever you at it to download about on fire for God. God set a bush on fire. And when something going on, God always, you know, the bush was on fire and Moses seen the bush. Moses did not set the bush on fire. God set the bush on fire. And I want to talk a little bit about the bush. The bush is just the bush. We see a bush. But he looked at the bush and the bush was burning, but it didn't burn up. It just kept burning. And I want to tell you, at this hour, some things that's going on in the world, God will find somebody that is a nobody and make a bush. The bush was the center of action. I remind me, when Hitler was killing 6 million Jews, God found a bush and people got together and said, never again. When Martin Luther King began the bush, God set him on fire. He began to march. Ralph Abernathy. Also, there's Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X. They were set on fire. They seen the burning bush. Once you see the burning bush, you're a changed man, you're a changed woman. Harry Tubman seen the burning bush. Don't too many see the burning bush, but as you see the burning bush, it's a change take place. Exodus 3, Moses seen the burning bush. But what I want to tell you, if you're sick, you see the burning bush, you're going to get healed. If you downtrodden, when God do something for you, God will make things happen. He take nobody and make somebody. He take nothing and make something. And I want to say to you, the bush was burning, but it didn't burn up. God set the bush on fire. Now, I want to go back. A bush is something significant. You see bushes everywhere. You go to the desert, see bushes blowing. But this bush, I'm talking about you, you are the bush. God wants you. The burning in your heart. When Moses seen the burning bush, he got active. When Dr. King seen the burning bush, he got active. The woman had an issue of blood, but when she touched the hem of his garment, she felt the burning bush. And I want to tell you, that whatever going on in your life, once you see the burning bush, you say, well, I ain't nobody. Don't nobody love me. Don't worry about that. When God speak to you, man, woman, when God speak to you, you see the burning bush. And you're able to change things, change life, change people. That bush that went on, the bush when we come out of slavery, that bush black people seen for freedom and justice. And here's 2022, we still seeing the burning bushes, and we want to be free. We asking for freedom. We asking for justice. So the burning bush, when Moses seen the bush, it set him on fire. His mind elevated. And take your shoes off, Moses, on holy ground. And what that meant, you got to obey God. God, what you want me to do? I want you to walk humbly. Woman, I want you to just love God. Once you see the burning bush, you're a different man. God set the bush on fire to get your attention. So some of you, your family to put you out, family, but God have showed you the burning bush. So you're getting ready to get your doctor's degree. You're getting ready to go get your master's. You're getting ready to start your business. You're getting ready for the new one because God has showed you a better way in that burning bush. I wish I had somebody tonight know what I'm talking about. Get ready for God to touch you. Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God direct your life. St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the righteousness, the kingdom of God. Walk in the wonders of God, man. Woman, walk there. You'll see that bush. See, people that seen the bush, they change. Those that had an idea, they had to have to see the bush. Moses seen the bush, the burning bush. You know, bush is nothing. Everybody see bushes. We cut bushes down. But this bush, when Moses looked at it, it was burning, but it didn't burn up. So when he got closer, said, you got a job. I want you to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Tell you this evening, this morning, whatever hour, you got a job to finish your education. You got a job to be healed. You got a job to know that you can be healed from cancer, cataract, tumor, whatever sickness you got. If you seek the wonders of God, Lord, hallelujah, there's going to be a change in your life. And I want to say to you, it's time for healing. This is the healing. The people shooting need healing. The people on dope need healing. The people snatching babies out their womb, they need healing. So healing come from the word of God. Romans 1:26. And it says, when you read Romans 1:26, I turn you up to a reprobate mind, doing that which is unseemly. So what I'm going to tell you, Matthew 6:30, seek first the righteousness of God. All the other stuff, the new home of God, you're going to get that because the burning bush. See, God put the burning bush there where Moses can wake up. God put the burning bush around you. Well, you might say, well, I'm too old. God didn't say you were too old. One preacher told me, I'm retired. You can't retire from serving God. Only retirement is you're deaf. And when you're deaf, you work in the spirit world. So all you people talking about you're retired, you're too old to cook, you're too old to go out. Stop letting the devil keep you in a dark place and you're the light of the world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only God's son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You be the light that you can guide somebody the other way. That's very important for you to do that, for you to be able to guide people to the right place. Take your time and get ready. God set the light. God put the light there. Moses happened to see the light. And when he took his shoes off, God said, you stand on holy ground. Take your shoes off because I got a job for you. And when God got a job for you, you got to accept the what God got for you. You can accept what God wants you to do. Some of you don't want to accept what God got for you to do. And God got a job for you, but you want to accept the job that God want to put on you. Man can tell you something, but you got to wait on God to give you what he wants you to have. And I know this evening I'm claiming your healing. This evening I'm claiming your breakthrough. God set a bush on fire. And I want to say to you, some of you ministers, some of you missionaries, some of you evangelists, God done set you on fire, but you sit down. You done sit down from the word of God, and you don't want to do what God wants you to do. But I want to tell you tonight, God got a word for you. Dr. Clever used to say, there's room at the cross. You used to sing that song. There's room at the cross. Millions have come, still there's room at the cross. Dr. Clever used to sing that all the time. He seen the burning bush. And when you see that bush burning, you're a changed woman, you're a changed man, and whatever's been going on in your life is going to be changed. Dr. Samson was a great man, and Dr. Samson was in the Southern Baptist Church. And Dr. Samson said that it looked like I'm the only black in the Southern Baptist Church, and they got us blacks in the Southern Baptist to make it look black and white. And Dr. Al Samson was ordained by Dr. King. And Dr. C.A.W. Clark was a giant. And I want to listen to him tonight as he tells us some things that's going on. And sometimes you have to know some of the things. I want to hear a little from Dr. George Samson.
I think I said something. Not his deserving it, not because he has earned it, not because, but for my name's sake, I was going to give him $5. But you know, when I came out, Cedric had gone. I said, where's my son? He said, you're too slow. So he went to his mother. So I went on and I did my business right. And finally, I take my family out every Sunday because I travel a lot and I don't want my kids to call me Uncle Daddy. Oh, I don't want my wife to call me that fella that comes in late, you know, and on the weekend. So I got in the car. I said, by the way, did Frederick come in? She said, yes. I said, did he ask you for anything? She said, yeah, he asked me for $2. I said, what'd you give me? She said, 50 cents.
Glory,
now, don't miss the point now. I'm not discussing my wife. Because somebody knows that I want you to call up. I'm discussing Frederick's impatience. I had $5 in my hand, and he had to settle for 50 cents. I was going to give it to him for my namesake. It goes back to the garden.
Hey, business it. We're giving everyone our best deals on every iPhone, including the iPhone 13 Pro.
You ready?
It's your deal, Bibles.
This is Dr. C.H.W. Clark on fire for God. I want you to get on fire for God and say God's going to heal you. Get on fire for God this Sunday, this Monday. All this week I'm on fire for God. If you got to eat, plant a seed. I want to thank Sister Williams, Pearl Williams, her birthday. Don't forget to stay on fire for God, Pearl. Don't let nothing upset you, Mary. Stay focused. I want to tell you that. When you stay focused for God, things going to happen.
He ties in divine intention.
On fire for God.
To an ultimate operation that resulted in a national liberation. God set a bush on fire. Dr. Mitchell, it's I want to say something else, but it's a little hard to get away from the bush. Because a bush is a very ordinary thing. Who cares about a bush? It's a common thing. It's an insignificant thing. In most cases, the bush grows without any care. A bush grows without any.
That's Dr. Clark talking about God set a bush on fire. But at 12 o'clock tonight, I got a message for some of you. Yes, at 12 o'clock, God told me to give you a message. If you sleep, it ain't for you. If you can't stay woke, it ain't for you. But if you want the message that God told me to give you, last night God said give people a message at 12 o'clock. And some of you are so brainwashed, I can't stay woke. If you were at a concert, if you're at a ball, if you're out at the casino, you'd be there. Or where are you doing? You know. But God told me, I'm going to go back to Dr. Clark, for us to give the message out at 12 o'clock tonight. Now, if it ain't for you, don't worry about it. It ain't for you. But it's for you, you'll stay up. I don't know what God gonna tell me. I ain't got nothing wrote down. See, Moses seen the burning bush. He wasn't looking for it on Mount Sinai.
And yet, when God gets ready to do a thing, he sets a bush.
And what?
I don't know how long that bush had been there.
Bush.
And I don't know why God chose that particular bush. He set a bush on fire. And the fire, or the fire, set that bush apart from the rest of the bushes. It was the fire. The fire made that bush different from the rest of the bush. The fire. It was the fire that got the attention of Moses. Why this bush is burning and is not consumed. Oh, brothers and sisters, God set that bush on fire, and He can set the most ordinary prison on fire. If you will respond to His appeal, God can take a nobody and make a somebody out of that nobody. God can take the most ordinary person and make that person a surprise to himself. Can take the most ordinary person and make that person a surprise to others. Yes. You can see a person at one stage, and you may decide that is a helpless and hopeless case. But be careful how you write people off. For when you write people off, God could intervene and set the bush on fire. Oh, brothers, be careful how you give up on people. Well, you see, God is not in the habit, Pastor McLean, in giving up on people. Yeah, you see, we are rather short on patience, but God is long suffering. And when others give up on us, when others write us off, God has a way of intervening. God has a way of setting that common bush on fire. And
last time you saw that bush, it was just a bush. Not a very promising bush in that. Just a bush. But whilst you slept, God set that common bush on fire. And you find yourself saying, I never would have thought that he would have done thus and so. Or I never would have thought that she would have amounted to thus and so. Oh, brothers and sisters, God does indeed move in mysterious ways. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Well, God set a bush on fire and got the attention of Moses. And he told Moses that he had seen something and that he had heard something and he knew something. And he said to Moses, I am come. Yeah, I am come to do something about what I've seen and what I have heard and what I know. Come now, Moses, I will send you to Pharaoh. And Moses is a little bit timid about taking the assignment. You hear Moses asking, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? Who am I that I should take this responsibility? Who am I? Well, Moses is overwhelmed. Yes, Moses is awestruck. Moses feels a deep sense of inadequacy. Who am I that I should accept this assignment? Who am I that I should go down in Egypt land and tell Pharaoh to let the people go? Who am I? Oh, brothers and sisters, notice that is a singular personal pronoun. Not who are we, but who am I? Well, sometimes we underestimate the ability of one person to make history. But I thank God to tell you that every now and then God chooses to take one person and change the course of history. Every now and then God chooses to set one person on fire, and that person can go forth and change the course of history. Never get it in your mind that because you are just one, that there isn't anything that you can do. for our Lord preachers told us that God plus one is a majority in any situation. Well, who am I? Yeah. When you read the chapter, Harry there, consider Moses' question, who am I? Yeah. Well, I hear a man named John Knox ask him, who am I? And the answer comes rolling back. He's the one that brought Scotland to a knee. Well, I hear another man ask him, who am I? And the answer comes rolling back. And, yeah, I'm Daniel the lion tamer that kept the head of the government from sleeping all night long. Well, who am I? Yeah. And the answer comes rolling back. I'm Ezekiel. Yeah. The hero of Death Valley. Yeah. That went down in a valley. I didn't have a deacon board. I didn't have a trustee board. I didn't have a choir. I didn't have a musician. Yeah. I just went down there, started preaching, yeah. And there was a resurrection in Death Valley. Oh, brothers and sisters, you know men, yeah, begin with an army and end up with bones. But God began with bones and ended up with an arm. Well, oh, brothers and sisters, long ago Moses said, who am I? Yeah. Well, yeah. Lest it take you too long, I think I ought to remind you that this Bible is a burning bush. Yeah. It's been burning a long time. It hasn't burned up yet. It's been burning a long time. It hasn't been consumed. It's been burning a long time. Men have criticized it, but it still burns. Men have disregarded it, but it still burns. Men may not believe it, but it still burns. Men may not reverence it, but it still burns. Because God has something to do with it. God set it on fire, and it's still burning. It's going to keep on burning until every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I don't know how you feel about it, but I said to you this evening, my brothers and sisters,
I need smart solutions to get the most out of every day. So I switched to Swash laundry detergent with the Precision Pour Cap. Just flip.
That Jesus shed for me
Thank you.
blood of Jesus for your healing tonight. This is healing night. For your healing night. Get ready. Divine healing tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Those that are going through something. Some of us feel like we can take it out of God's hands, but I want to tell you, all in God's hands. You got to trust God for your healing tonight. You trust God to touch your family tonight, because some of your family has abandoned you. I want to tell you, it's all in His hand tonight. And I want to say that to you. Well, you might be able to know it's all in His hand. And it's going to stay in His hand till you know, till you realize it's all in God's hand. Whatever you need, God got what you want. But it's all in His hand. And you can't go nowhere else but God to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And it's all in His hand. It ain't nobody's hand but His hand. And you got to know it's in His hand. And whatever you've been going through, I want to let you know it's in His hand. Let me say it again. It's all in God's hands right now. Your healing, your deliverance, your mind, your life. I'm praying for a divine protection around you. If you got a need tonight, plant a seed. I don't believe in tithing. I believe if you just see something will happen. Thank you, Mary.
Yes, I put it on. I put it on. front of them down there. Thank you. citizen. all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Oak, Sadie Durham, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singers. They opened up by singing.
Now you know what I like.